God is moving. And I'm going to tell you what it takes for Him to move in you. And you heard it, and you're going to hear it again. It takes obedience to this. It takes obedience to this. I've had a man tell me, God doesn't talk to me. God doesn't move through me. I said, that's right. And He's not going to until you obey Him. When you obey God, then He can move through you. Then He can talk to you. I know people, for instance, that want healing. I've had people come to me over the years that want to be healed, but they don't want what it takes to be healed. They don't want responsibility. I've known people that come to me and want deliverance. I knew a woman, and this is bad, but she and her boyfriend, her lover, were physically attacked by demon spirits. And she came to me and the group that I was with and said she needed deliverance, so I led her through a repentant prayer and a prayer of announcing the sin. She says, oh, I don't want to give Him up. I just want deliverance. I said, lady, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. You're better off the way you are. And when you get it right, come back and see me. I understand it wasn't too long after that she ended up in the mental hospital. And it's a shame. It's a shame. God's healing power is right there. And let's face it, you have to be pretty stupid not to want to be healed. Although I've met some people. I've met people in wheelchairs that flat out did not want to. I knew a woman that didn't want to get healed because she'd have to do housework. I knew a guy that didn't want to be healed of a heart problem because he'd have to go to get a job. He was healed, and he wouldn't get a job. He kept mooching off the government. The Lord finally said, hey, if you're going to come to, you know, had me go to him, said, look, you're going to continue this. God's going to take it away. The guy laughed at me, and God took it away from him. So he come back to me and asked me to pray for him again. And I did, but I said, this is the last time. But he went on and did his own thing. We are on this planet to learn who God is and to serve Him. That's our purpose here. Our purpose for being made and being born into this world is to know God and to learn to serve Him. And you may want healing, you may want deliverance, but if you want it outside of that, you're wasting your time. You're not even going to get it. You're not going to get it.
We praise You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. I would that I could put into words what I know is coming. I don't have the words. But I know that there is a righteous, holy judgment coming to the churches. You remember the parable of the wedding feast, Steve? And He sent out those servants of His to His friends, said, come to the feast. Well, this one was too busy with that, and the other one was too busy with something else. One had bought a piece of land, another one just had some oxen he wanted to go try out. One of them just got married. Guess he wanted to try her out. They were too busy. And they sent the servants out. They didn't want to hear them. Sent them out again. They beat them up, mistreated them. Some of them even killed. So the king took vengeance on those. Took vengeance on those people. And then sent his servants out to the highways and the byways and said, you go get the lame, the halt, the sick. Get the poor. This food's going to be yet, and we're going to have a party. And after that, there was one found without a garment. without a wedding garment. What is the wedding garment? It's the righteousness of God. But what is the wedding garment? It's the invitation. Today, when you have a wedding, you send invitations out to your honored guests. Some people send out invitations, and when you come to the wedding, if you don't have that invitation, you're turned away at the door. Huh? And if you slip through somehow, somebody says, "Who are you? You got an invitation? Let me see your invitation." "Well, I don't have one." "Then get out of here. You don't belong here." You see what I'm saying? Poor Nikki, she comes walking up, and I say, "Get out of here. You don't belong here." I wasn't talking to you, Nikki. We were talking to you. Yeah, just like the good old days. Praise God. Good to see you. Look at these girls, man. My goodness, that's scary. They're getting older. Hey, Scott. Yeah, another Scott. Oh, yeah, it's plenty big enough. But you see, what that invitation is it gives you the right to that marriage supper. Amen? All right. When Jesus was given that parable, the wedding garment was supplied by the groom. It's the groom that supplies the wedding garment to his guests. And that's the sign of invitation. And when there was a man found there without that garment, what happened? He was bound up and tossed outside. He said, "Well, there'll be wailing and gnashing of teeth." Many come into are going to be trying to get into God's kingdom and trying to go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And they're not going to have the righteousness of God because they've been trying to earn it themselves. They've been trying to earn the righteousness of man, and only one man could do that, and that was Jesus himself. Only Jesus. I've said so many times before, and I'll say it again. Y'all sit down and make me nervous. As I've said it so many times before, and I'll say it again, I'm a sinner. And if anybody says he's not a sinner, he's a liar, and the truth isn't in him. And God has showed me to go forth and to preach and to teach, to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, and body, and love your neighbor as yourself. Love your brothers and sisters. And stop judging one another and putting one another down and doing all that other garbage. That's not our job. That's God's job when the time comes. And only He knows when that time is. Our job is to preach the gospel. Paul said to the Corinthians, "I determined to know nothing among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified." And then he preached that gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified and backed it up with signs and wonders. And that's what I do. I don't determine when the signs and wonders are going to happen. God determines when they are. My heart goes out to some of these people that come into this tent and they want the healing, but they don't want the healer. And I have to just ignore them. I have to turn them away. Because that's not what it's about. This is about everlasting life. It's about eternity. It's about walking with God and knowing Him. It's about coming out of that desert and walking in the promised land. It's about coming out of poverty and weakness and sickness and walking in power and strength and love. It's about leaving the old man in the desert and walking by faith in the new man in the kingdom of God. It's about signs following. As I've said it before, and I'll say it again and again and again. Mark 16, "Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe." And it goes forth and gives the signs. "In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick who will be healed." Now, I made some people real mad the other night because I turned around and I said, "If you're not doing these signs, if these signs are not following you, then you are not a believer." Made them mad. They didn't even wait to hear the rest of it, which is all right with me.
I didn't say they weren't a Christian, and I didn't say they didn't believe in Jesus Christ. It says, if these signs don't follow, you're not a believer of the gospel. Huh? You can believe in Jesus, and you can go to church, and you can hope for salvation. But is anybody really satisfied with that? Are you satisfied with that, Steve? I'm not. I want everything Paul the Apostle had. I want twice as much as Peter had, except for his hoof and mouth disease. I don't want that. Peter had hoof and mouth disease. You knew that, didn't you? Yeah, he got in trouble a few times. And I don't want twice of Paul's stubbornness. Paul was pretty stubborn. I don't want twice of that. I'm kind of choosy. I want the best part. Amen? I want the best part. And I have praised God in the fact that He has showed me this and these signs do follow. Why? Because I'm good? No. Because I'm handsome? Absolutely not. Oh, she's smiling. My slim physique. Got to be my false teeth. Stinky feet? No, it's because of the power of Jesus Christ and His Word. His Word. Doesn't He say, my Word does not come back void? If you believe His Word, it will not be void. So, the key is, and this is what I want to keep pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding, believe the gospel. Believe the gospel and receive those three baptisms. When Jesus said, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, He was talking about three baptisms. Not a methodology, but three distinct baptisms. The baptism of the Father is the blood of Jesus. The baptism of the Son is the Holy Ghost. And the baptism of the Holy Ghost, baptism done by the Holy Ghost, is the baptism of water into the body of Jesus. When you have these three baptisms, then you have the baptism spoke of over in Mark 16. Baptism of blood, the Passover. Baptism of water, going through the Red Sea. Baptism of the Holy Ghost, crossing the River Jordan. And the basis of your faith is on the work that Jesus Christ did. So it doesn't matter whether you drink coffee or don't drink coffee, or whether you smoke a cigarette or don't smoke a cigarette, or whether you have a beard or you don't have a beard. It doesn't matter. What matters is Jesus.
Amen.
That's what matters. Now, somebody said the other night that I was mocking them. Let me assure you, I don't mock people. If I mock anybody, I mock myself. But I don't mock people. If I said something that somebody took as mockery, then you better go examine it, because I wasn't mocking. I was dead heart attack serious. I was dead serious. I don't mock about stuff like that. So I'm telling you right now, you better, if you haven't gotten into that word, if you've gotten into some other word, and I don't care, I'm going to say it like Paul says, I don't care if an angel comes down out of heaven. If he preaches any other gospel than that which Paul preached, he's of Satan, he's of hell, he's of damnation. Let him be accursed, and if you follow him, you will be accursed too.
Amen.
What was the sin of Satan? He tried to make himself God. And this stupid Moroni angel come down and said, you can be a God. That's the same lie that he fed Adam and Eve. And look what it cost them. And it's costing millions of people today their lives. We know that some are preordained to the destination of being condemned, but there are many that aren't, and they're just falling under deception. Those are the ones I want to reach. Those that are condemned, I don't care about them. I don't care what happens to them. I don't care what they believe. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not mocking. I'm dead serious. I am dead serious. There is too much falsehood in the churches today, and it's destroying God's people. It's destroying the world. It's destroying the country. The Bible says that we're the salt of the earth. Salt holds back corruption. And when salt can no longer hold back corruption, it's good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. And I look around the churches today, and I see them being trod on, and I see them being destroyed because of their own stupidity. But God has always had a people, and they've always walked in the Word, and they've always walked in power, and He will not let them go. Amen. Our God reigns. There are many that do not acknowledge that. They do not believe that, but He does. And He reigns in the hearts and over the lives of some. He reigns over all things. But I want to tell you right now, I don't hate anybody. I don't hate people. I don't hate the people in these other churches out here that are false. And I don't care what church it is, whether it's Jehovah's Witness or whether it's Roman Catholic or any other church. I don't hate the people in those churches. I hate the lie. That's what I hate. I hate the lie. And I hate the sin that it causes and the damnation that it brings. But the people I love. If I didn't love, I wouldn't be out here talking about it. Amen?
Yeah.
So let's sing this to the Lord. Give Him a cheer. Hallelujah. It's good to see some of these friends that come in here. You all sit down. Take a load off. Good to see you guys. I missed you. It's been a while. Haven't seen your old bald head in a long time. Now it's starting to look like yours, you notice? It's kind of losing its hair there a little bit. Just a wee bit, even in the back. But you know, I want you to know something that I've been preaching every night, and this is something that God has really laid it on me to tell everybody. The secret to getting out of the desert and crossing over into the River Jordan, where the power and the fun is, take God serious. Don't take yourself serious. And believe His Word. If you can do those three, you can get it across. You can make it over. Don't take yourself serious. Take God serious. And believe His Word. And He will take you across. And next thing you know, things will start happening. Things will start happening. Paul was down here. He come up. I've been telling him for a long time about this stuff. And he's upstairs on the radio right now. But I was telling him about this, and he thought I was crazy. He thought I was crazy. He got down here, and all of a sudden, Jesus started jumping all over him. And he began to see the glory of the Lord. He began to see the anointing. God began to start showing him things and filling him with things. And I'll tell you, he's a different man.
Amen.
Totally different man. He's healed. He's been healed and delivered. This man here, you guys know him, don't you? Hey, you know him. He come back up, looked like death. Left over in the freezer. Not even death warmed over. He was doing 30 bags of heroin a day. And God delivered him and took him off of it without any withdrawals whatsoever. That's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Praise be to God. But he determined that he wanted God. He was tired of all the crap. He determined that he wanted it. Amen. Dan's been healed since he's been up here. He's seen things that he thought were just fairy tales. You know what? Do you want to know what's amazing? I haven't heard you mention Danny Dixon in 2 weeks.
Don't ruin it.
It's all right to think about friends. There's nothing wrong with thinking about friends. Amen? But man, you know, he couldn't open his mouth. Well, Danny Dixon says, and Danny Dixon says, and Danny Dixon says, I hope when people go out of here, they don't say, Richard says, Richard says, Richard says. Why do you think people think I'm so weird? You go out of here, and it's happened. It's happened. Hi, Al. People come out. They hear something. And they run out and they say, Richard says, Richard says. They get it all screwed up, and then people believe that I actually said that stuff. Huh? Didn't that happen? Yes, it did. You've done it. In fact, anybody that's been part of this ministry or been around this ministry for any length of time has done it one time or another. And you know what? That's fair. Because I used to do it to H. Richard Hall. I'd hear H. Richard Hall say something, and I'd go out and flap my tater trap and not have it right. And then wonder, why do they think he's so crazy? Duh. So it's fair. Amen?
Amen.
Stick to what you know. And I've learned to stick to Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Stick to Jesus Christ and Him crucified, and you can't go wrong. If He wants to build on that, that's fine. But stay there. Let every message be centered on the work Jesus does. Not what man does. Not what I do. What Jesus does. And if you hear something in here and you say, that's good stuff, I agree with that, go get in your Bible, confirm it, and then go say, the Bible says. Don't say Richard says. Because Richard's not important. Jesus is important.
Amen.
I can leave here today and never return. And if Jesus stays, you've lost nothing. You've lost nothing. If Jesus goes with me and doesn't stay, you've lost everything. See? So it's not the man. It's the King.
Amen.
It's the God. It's Jesus.
Amen.
He's the one you serve. He's the one you worship. He's the one you put your faith in. Amen? And God set me free in November when He said, okay, Richard, and Nick, Scott, you remember years ago me preaching about the Ezekiel age and the Joshua age, and it was coming. Well, last November, the Lord said, okay, you can walk across now. And I stepped across, and I ain't never going back. I ain't never going back. And you know what He showed me? The key was, take God serious. Don't take yourself serious. And believe His word.
Amen.
If you can do that, He'll do the rest.
Amen.
Amen? All right, give me some travel music.
You going to do another one?
I'm going
to do another one.
Good.
He's got the mic. The mic is like the scepter. You know?
Oh, can I pick the song? I like the one from your CD, Seek the Lord.
Yeah. I was actually going to do
this one.
You know, there is a thing called veto. We do Awesome God. We'll do that one.
Our God is an awesome God. Our God.
style. Well, praise the Lord. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We ask that you seal the words that were spoke here tonight in our hearts. We ask that you confront the enemy on our behalf and that you lead us across the River Jordan. That we conquer the land for you and that we not covet it from you, but that we give it to you. That we do what we do for you in righteousness. And I thank you for these revivals. I thank you for what it's given me. I thank you for what they've done for the people around me. And I just give you praise, glory, and honor. For you truly are worthy of such. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Go ahead and give the Lord a cheer. It's all right. Praise he deserves it.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Whoa. Just a couple quick things that weren't mentioned. We don't take up an offering, but if the Lord puts it on your heart, the baskets are up here.
Wait a minute. I can do that.
You can do that?
Yeah. Listen, guys, we don't take up an offering. But if you want to give something to the Lord, there's baskets. If you have any desire to know about tapes and CDs, come see somebody after me. See you later.
There you go. You got it.